Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God.
To you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect for the day for Trinity Sunday. Father, we praise you. Through your word and Holy Spirit, you created all things. You reveal your salvation in all the world by sending to us Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Through your Holy Spirit, you give us a share in your life and love. Fill us with this vision of your glory, that we may always serve and praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, beginning at the first verse. Does not wisdom call? And does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal, she cries out, to you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, and the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs, abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out foundations of the earth, then I was beside him. Like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A A reading from the book of Romans, chapter 5, beginning with the first verse. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, and for this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. Blessings and happy Father's Day to all the fathers and all of you who have happily taken on that role of father, whether it be for children born to your spouse, adopted children, marrying and having stepchildren, or just the wonderful love of children in your neighborhoods and families. And there have been some uncles who have been some great fathers to nieces and nephews, too. The role of father is an important one, and all who have taken on this role tip their hats to you, I know. It's a role that is tiring, sometimes challenging, and yet very rewarding. All righty, time to focus on what you joined us to hear. I'll be honest, I really liked that first reading this week and wanted to preach on that because it spoke of wisdom. And I'm sure you were listening and picked up on the part where wisdom is referred to as her. Yep, wisdom's female. Certainly didn't get lost on me, but it's Father's Day, so I'll pass on that lovely reading. And of course, in addition to it being Father's Day, it's also Trinity Sunday. Let me read a definition to you just in case you didn't know what it was all about. Trinity Sunday is the first Sunday after Pentecost in the Western Christian liturgical calendar, and the Sunday of Pentecost in Eastern Christianity. Trinity Sunday celebrates the Christian doctrine of the Trinity, the three persons of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, that's what Wikipedia says, and I'm not sure that term persons of God, I don't think of him as a person, that seems a little too personal. But it's important to understand that Trinity, what it meant back in the days after Jesus was crucified, and means even now, of course, if you read the Old Testament or even pay attention to the first reading in our services, you learned all about God. I think all Christians are pretty clear on that part. In each of the Gospels in the New Testament, we learn all about Jesus and all the marvelous things he did in his rather short ministry. And we learn that he was the Son of God and that they were one. The third in that Trinity? The Holy Spirit, of course. Jesus tries to tell his disciples about the Holy Spirit near to the time of his crucifixion. If you read any of the biblical versions of those conversations between Jesus and the disciples in the Gospels, I think it's pretty clear that they were having trouble grasping that idea. Today's Gospel from John chapter 16 is one of those conversations documented. And I particularly like the way it's written in the Good News for Modern Man translation. Our gospel today begins at the 12th verse of that chapter, but let's go back a little further to the 7th verse of the 16th chapter of John, which might help to better set up today's gospel. It says, well, actually Jesus says, but I tell you the truth, it's better for you that I go away, because if I do not go, the Helper will not come to you. But if I do go away, then I will send him to you. In the New Revised Standard Edition and the New International Versions of the Bible, they use the term advocate rather than helper. In the good old King James Version, they use the term comforter. What are they all referring to? The Holy Spirit, of course. Let's pop forward to the 13th verse of that chapter. It says, in pretty much every one of those translations, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Wow, pretty important message from Jesus to his disciples. Remember that at this point, there's some pretty awful stuff afoot, because it's just ahead of his crucifixion that Jesus tells them all of this. Jesus knows what's coming next, and he's trying to calm the disciples by essentially saying that he has to go. But they're not to worry, because this helper, comforter, advocate, or whatever term you use, will be coming to help them carry on without him. They will not be alone. So really, Jesus and the Holy Spirit are tag-teaming it, if you'll pardon my being a little glib. Jesus was calming their fears by telling them that although he must go, the Holy Spirit will come after he leaves. Now let's look at today and what that means for us. And I'll quote Wikipedia on this one too, because I kind of like the wording they have on the role of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit enables Christian life by dwelling in the individual believers and enables them to live a righteous and faithful life. The Holy Spirit also acts as a comforter or paraclete, one who intercedes or supports or acts as an advocate, particularly in times of trial. There it is, all together. How blessed we are that such an amazing thing dwells within us. And let me tell you, at the time of ordination to the diaconate or priesthood, the Holy Spirit becomes even more significant. Just remember, the Holy Spirit is one of the three parts of the Holy Trinity, which we celebrate today, Trinity Sunday. In the last two verses of today's gospel, it says, he will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Some pretty heady words, but keep in mind that the Holy Trinity is, of course, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So it makes sense that whatever the Father has belongs to Jesus. So the Holy Spirit will only take what is the Father's through Jesus Christ and declare it to us all. Phew! I hope that my explanation helped to decipher it a little bit. It's that Holy Trinity, all in one, yet three in that one. Now, last Sunday was Pentecost. It celebrated that actual event when the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples. It was pretty amazing, and let me quote that event from the book of Acts, chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Wow, that was pretty amazing. Can you imagine being there? Wow, to experience something so profound. These disciples had learned of God, as every Jewish child did. That would have happened before they even knew Jesus. Then they actually got to meet and work with Jesus. So they learned of one part of the Holy Trinity, then actually worked with the second part of the Holy Trinity. Then finally, after Jesus returned to his Father, they actually get to experience the coming of the Holy Spirit. Truly very moving for them. All of that essentially gave them their marching orders. They were asked to build the church, and the birth of the church began with the arrival of the Holy Spirit. And they were given the ability to speak different languages so that many different groups of people could understand as the disciples spread the word of God and built that church. How would you have felt with that responsibility? Would you have run with it or run away from it? I think it's pretty significant that they were given the ability to speak in different languages, because that confirms that the church was meant to be truly worldwide. We all have the Holy Spirit within us. We all have the opportunity to be servants of God, our Father, Jesus, his Son, and have the help of the Holy Spirit, that third part of the Trinity. What do you do to show that shining presence to everyone you meet? Do you represent the Holy Trinity well? Does that representation need work? If it does, all you need to do is ask. If you love God and Jesus, just ask our helper, that advocate, that comforter, for what you need. He's part of a pretty amazing trio. And now, speaking of God our Father, I offer a prayer for this Father's Day by Reverend Chuck Curry. We give thanks, Creator God, for the fathers in our lives. Fatherhood does not come with a manual, and reality teaches us that some fathers excel while others fail. We ask for your blessings for them all and forgiveness where it's needed. This Father's Day, we remember the many sacrifices fathers make for their children and families, and the ways, both big and small, they lift children to achieve dreams beyond reach. So, too, we remember all those who have helped fill the void. When fathers pass early or are absent, grandfathers and uncles, brothers and cousins, teachers, pastors, coaches, and the women of our families. For those who are fathers, we ask for wisdom and humility in the face of the task of parenting. Give them the strength to do well by their children and by you. In your holy name, O God, we pray. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those whose lives are bound in mutual love, and for those who live in celibacy, be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all in danger, for those who are far from home, for prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick and those who are dying, for Philip and Charlene, for Shane, for Doug, Phyllis and Pat, Sherry, Gary, Victor, Nancy, Ruth, June, Donna, Bill, Dave, Denise, Answorth and Eugene, and Janelle.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another, that we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be forgiven our sins and set free from all hardships, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all Christ's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace us each now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love. gifted by your grace and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ, assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.